Letters of the Rebbe. This is in volume 6. This is letter number 1818, Baruch Hashem, the first day of Elul Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. Shalom Avracha. The Rebbe said, I received your letter from the 28th day of Tammuz. Again, the Rebbe says it has been delayed in its in receiving it. Probably in those days the mail didn't work so well. So he says, what you write about the health of your wife, may she live. So after the summer, he says you should consult two doctor specialists for women's medicine in that field, whether she requires an operation, and she should do as their instructions. And Hashem, blessed, should give the doctors the proper mind to instruct what is good for her. So basically, the Rebbe says, follow the doctors, but we're praying that Hashem will give the doctors the right measures, the right medicine, what she should do for her healing. Also, you write in your letter that your oldest son is now in the army, and the Rebbe says, I'm sure it's extra to remind you that you should write to him that he needs to know that every Jewish person, whatever they may find themselves, is an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Hashem, blessed be you, to illuminate and make light in his environment, in his surrounding, the lamp of a mitzvah and the light of Torah, especially and more specifically when you are in the army. The main and the basis of the army is accepting the yoke. So that should give him the inspiration to remind him and to inspire him on every instant that if he accepts upon himself to listen the commands of a human being, of flesh and blood, and it's impossible, I mean, the army, you got to listen to your commander. So how much more so is it as far as the king, the king's kings, Melech Malcha Melachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's self-understood that you cannot be satisfied with your own benefit, what's good for you, but you need to also have a good eye to share with other people. As our sages of blessed memory say, to love thy fellow like yourself is a big rule in the Torah, especially as explained in the teaching of Chassidus, that loving thy fellow is a vehicle, a vessel to loving as Hashem Alekecha, as explained at length in the Sicha of Yudkes Kislev Tofresh Beites from my father-in-law. And Rebbe blesses him that Hashem should merit that you, together with your wife, should have Chassidus Shenachas from all your children in a peaceful and a relaxed way of the soul and the body with blessing Chassivach Samatoivah. And the Rebbe says, as a PS over here, that for sure you're taking your part in the activities of Agudas Chabad in the Holy Land, and I'm sure that in your following letter you'll write in details about it. So here you see, first the Rebbe said, first of all, you see, the Rebbe says, you have a medical issue, the Rebbe says, use two doctors. Never one doctor. Right. He says, do two doctors. And if they suggest that she needs the operation, he was asking for his wife. So the Rebbe says, may Hashem give these doctors the right remedy so that their advice, if they say operation, that would be what Hashem wants them to do, they should give. That's the Rebbe's blessing. And as far as his son being in the army, the Rebbe says, and this was the Israeli army, evident from the Rebbe says about the work with Chabad in Israel later on. So the Rebbe says that it is opportunity for a Yid to illuminate wherever he is. And especially when you're in an army which An army, you have to follow the commands, and in that case, you need to follow commands of a human being. So how much more so when we talk about Melech Malcha Melech, about the King of Kings? But it's not just for you to follow the commands, but it's also to shear and other people, influence them as well, because loving thy fellow, sharing, is an important principle of the Torah, and especially according to the Hasidic interpretation, it is a vehicle for the blessings of Hashem. So the Rebbe ends up blessing him that he should have Hasidish and Nachas, and the Rebbe again gives him a little nudge that for sure, it's without question basically, that you're taking part. Let me know next time what is it that you're doing. So I guess the Rebbe is giving him an opportunity that if he isn't doing, at least the Rebbe is encouraging him next time he should report. One of the big things I noticed many times, the Rebbe asked people to report to him, because the Rebbe knew if they have to report, they're going to have to do.